BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie. Don't do it, Jamie. Don't do it. Before we get to Casa Bonita.
4,000. Okay? 4,000.
Look. I'm looking for the welfare of the dog.
Oh.
Not necessarily.
Okay, first of all, let me tell you what we're talking about. So a judge ruled that this place, I think it was in Virginia, had to shut down. It's one of those puppy mills. It's a puppy mill. And they had 4,000 beagles.
Yikes.
And this is the largest rescue that they've ever had to deal with in its history. 4,000 little beagles need homes. Okay. So, I told my kid last night, I'm like, I'm getting a beagle. We're getting a beagle.
So, Jamie tells me off air, thinking about getting a beagle.
4,000 of them.
And I said, don't do it. Don't do it. Because all you're going to do is get the beagle, and you're going to end up giving it away. No, every dog you've ever had.
I had one dog that I gave away.
Well, you gave it away. That's everyone you've ever had.
Right, but
I'm not wrong.
No, I had a beagle named Joe. When I was little. I had a beagle named Joe.
Out of 4,000 beagles, the one you select is the most unfortunate dog there is. Because
what?
Yeah,
oh
Jamie.
My gosh.
Let me tell you.
So mean.
Let me tell you something else too. Your timing is way off, and people on Texnado they're gonna agree with me on this. Okay, 51059. By the way, but here's my thinking here. All right, now if you were gonna do this, say 10 years ago, okay, maybe. I doubt if I'd put my stamp of approval on it. But maybe. I would have. Because your son would have been about 5 or 6 years old. And he would have played with the dog.
That's when we got Bobo.
Gave him away.
Right, because he was a lot. He was a lot. Bobo was a lot. And by the way, I gave him away to, you know, he was a Westminster, he was part of the bloodline.
He was a show dog?
Yeah. And then, you know, the people I gave him to, you know what they said?
Yeah.
Westminster Mall, because he's so stupid.
Yeah, he was a show dog. Yeah, he was a show dog. Jamie showed him the door. Show with him.
And the people that love him now and who he's with, they even think he's stupid. Okay, right, and they love dogs.
Look.
So that says something about
okay,
that dog.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're on the air telling us that the dog you had is stupid.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks he's stupid.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't need a dog.
Dog. Beagles are very smart.
You're not a dog person.
I'm a beagle person. 4,000 of them need homes. And so I'm going to take one off their hands. That's 3,999 now.
This is a national news story. There will be easily 4,000 people give good homes, really good homes.
I have a good, solid home.
That will step up and adopt these dogs. You taking one is like taking a cup of water out of the ocean. What ain't going to make a big difference. And plus, that dog's going to be miserable.
Oh, my God.
I would be if I were a dog. I'd be miserable at your house. Because I would think that you're going to come home any day and just throw me out.
No, I'm not going to. No.
That's what I'd say.
No, listen. I had a big.
You don't think in the dog world it gets around that you let one dog go?
They don't.
Yeah, these dogs communicate. They text each other.
I had a beagle named Joe, and he actually hunted rabbits with my dad. My dad accidentally shot him, but that's okay. It happens.
Oh, it runs in the family, does it? Accidental shooting we had, huh?
He was running the rabbit, and then my dad shot him. So that... I love that dog.
I feel like there's a history.
I've never heard anything like that before. Wait a minute. So you're out hunting.
Yeah.
The dog is in a chase. Chasing a rabbit.
Yeah.
Dad takes a shot at the rabbit and hits a dog.
Yeah. And then my dog died. I love that dog. His name was Joe.
Folks, I'm saying there should be an investigation.
No, I had that dog for a
somebody
long time.
Somebody wanted this dog gone, okay?
Somebody, oh my God.
You don't go out. I come from a family of hunters, okay?
Yeah,
they've never
I.
shot their dog. Okay, there's a problem here, Jamie.
You accidentally can shoot people and dogs and stuff.
Dick Cheney.
He wasn't, yes, thank you. See?
Blasted his friend in the face.
Okay. Yeah, and my dog wasn't wearing a little orange vest, so.
So your dad.
So my dad accidentally shot him.
All right, well.
Because he didn't have a vest on.
So it wasn't anybody's.
Don't get a beagle.
No, listen.
Please.
I said to my son, I go, listen, there's 4,000 little beagles that need homes. I think we should get a beagle. And you know what my son said?
What?
Mom, we couldn't even keep a turtle alive.
Thank you.
Yeah, what happened to your fish?
That is.
What fish?
Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Oh, remember he got all big. Remember he had a tumor or something? Yeah. We popped him, remember?
Oh.
We had to let the air out of his lungs.
You shot him?
No.
So what you mean by you popped him?
We got an update after you popped him, though.
Yeah,
no,
popped him?
No, we had to put a pin in him. We had to put a pin in him and let the air.
What are you, pimple popper?
No.
What the hell are you?
Remember the beta fish, right?
He got all. Yeah, I remember.
All, and then you have to put a pin in his side and let the air out of him.
Okay.
But I apparently hit an organ.
This is also the fish that she forgot where he was.
That's why we never got an update.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The surgery went wrong.
Wait. Back up. Okay. I apparently hit an organ.
Yeah. I followed the YouTube video.
You killed the pit. I mean, the fish.
Well, listen.
You killed him?
I followed the YouTube video, and they showed it how to let the air out of him, okay? And you put a little tiny pin in the side of him, but if you're over a little bit too long.
You hit him in the kidneys? Oh,
God.
This is awful.
So no air came out.
No dog.
Can
I tell
you something? So this is what how you know, because you're supposed to put a pin in him, and the air comes out, right? As I... And you air out your fish, right?
When he does that, does he like through the water? Is it like a balloon that you let the air out? Like,
yeah,
but you can see it.
You can watch the bubbles come out of his side.
Yeah, but does he fly around like a balloon does?
Well, mine didn't because green stuff came out instead.
Oh
yeah, you hit his sack.
And then he went upside down. So yeah.
You don't hit a fish's sack. That's a problem.
I think I missed him. Yeah. I missed the air pocket. It looked like it was right there, and it had like a little, it looked like a valve, and so I went for the valve look.
You know, it doesn't feel right to talk about a restaurant right now. So I think I'll play one song, then we'll come back about this costume
of detail. Let's name him on Texanado.
We're not
going to
name the dog. No. You're not getting a dog, Jamie.
I'm getting the dog.
You're not getting a dog.
Plus,
your son is about to graduate from high school.
Yeah.
He's going to move away and have nothing to do with you. And you're going to be stuck with a beagle by yourself. And you know, this beagle's going to have like 2 years, and then you're going to give him away.
No.
Wait.
What are you going to do when you're doing all this traveling that you're going to do after Ralphie goes off to college?
He's just
going to be left there alone at home.
No, there are beagle people that watch him.
Beagle people.
Don't you drop off your dog when you go on vacation? Yeah, you drop him off somewhere, right? That's all.
All right, we'll be right back. Casa Bonita, there's a big
problem. Name my beagle, 5-105-9.
We're not naming a beagle.
BJ and Jamie.
Wow.
Alice 105.9.
Wow, there's a lot of opinions.
Oh, what are they saying?
Well, because they're puppy mill dogs. Again, 4,000 beagles need rescued because a judge ordered. It's the biggest rescue in history. 4,000 beagles at a puppy mill. So they're saying that I need to get two of them because it needs a friend. So I'm going to get two beagles.
You're not going to get two beagles.
I'm going to get two beagles.
No.
Uh-huh.
I could just imagine two beagles at your house and them having a conversation. Be like, hey, Charlie. How do you think we ended up here? I mean, 350 million people in America. And this is where we go.
No,
yeah, we got to get out of here.
No.
ASAP.
No.
You're right, Larry. You're right. No. How the hell we get out of here? No. Oh, you think we should make a run for it?
I was going to name them Ed and Ted.
Ed and Ted.
Ed and Ted. My beagles. This is my beagles, Ed and Ted. I'm going to go to dog parks.
You're gonna
walk them. Yeah, and I'm going to meet other dog walker people. I'll be like, hey, how are you? How's your dog? These are Ed and Ted.
Ed and Ted.
Yeah.
You should call them Nick and Rusty because you already had Joe. And then all your beagles are named after the Jonas Brothers.
I could have a...
Shut up. She's not getting two dogs.
I am. Yeah, Ed and Ted.
No, that's never going to happen.
Why?
Mm-mm.
What? You guys don't know. You're not the boss of me, either one of you. I can get two dogs if I want to, and nobody's going to say anything different.
I feel like you're going to get one just to spite us now.
Kind of.
Give me a favor. The dog lasts 2 days.
Get in touch with this place that's getting rid of the dogs and warn them of her.
I'm on the phone right now.
I'll change my name.
Stop.
My name is Cheryl.
We'll give them your picture.
I'm Cheryl.
The guys at South Park. This is a big week for South Park, by the way, because they're at Red Rocks, right? Aren't they doing that whole South Park thing this week?
Is it a whole week?
I think it runs this week. It says it runs this week in this article.
You know more than I do.
Yeah, you're damn right. It's about time you woke up.
It's their 25th anniversary, and they're doing a whole special at Red Rocks.
All right, so that's a good thing because that's going to rake in some money because these guys are going to need the money.
Oh, my God.
Casa Bonita. I didn't know anything about this, Jamie. You're the one that spilled the beans to me.
Well, I guess the two guys, what are their names?
Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Yeah, those two guys, they bought Casa Bonita, right? And so they did an interview with the Denver Post because the Denver Post is like, hey, so it's been about a year since you bought Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
How are we looking? How are we looking? And they basically said, this is a bigger project than we ever thought. Ever in our lives, and we really in our heads want to stop and just scrap it, but because we are committed to doing this, we're going to stay in it. But they won't even tell them how much money they've put into it. They said it's like a horrible episode of Kitchen Nightmare. They have to redo all the plumbing, all the gas, all the electrical, and the walls are crumbling. So they said it would have been better just to scrap it.
They even had to do like the whole fountain outside, the nice fountain. They had to tear that out because of safety reasons. So I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. So they said that they signed this contract and they're upside down in it. And they said it's never ending.
Well, I think walking in there, you're going to know that you're upside down on it. But if you don't know the whole situation, Casa Bonita is an icon. It's iconic here, historic here in Denver, Colorado. This thing had horrible food. It was absolutely disgusting, to be honest with you. But it was a place that people loved to go because they had the divers, the cliff divers. They had the gorilla walking around, the little flag that you raise when you want to drink. I mean, it was fun. It was iconic, but the food sucked. I mean, that's the bottom line. People didn't want it to shut down. When the owner decided to walk away from it, they didn't want it shut down. They want it saved. They want it saved because it means so much for the Denver area. That's when the South Park guys walked in and said, you know what? We'll open this thing up. We've got the money. We can take care of this. And now it appears they're in over their head.
Well, not only that, but they're because it wasn't made for a swimming pool. You know, it wasn't properly sealed up for that kind of steam and humidity. And they said the things that are hiding behind the walls, they don't even want to talk
especially
about.
Especially in the kitchen.
Yeah, because it's humid and they said you can't even, they don't even want to talk about it because they don't want you to think about it. They won't say. They just said the things hiding behind the walls and the stoves and all that in this hot and humid climate that nobody took care of. And that's all we can say. They've had 80 people on the floor working on this for 1 year and they're not even close.
Aren't they also saying in this article that they're this close? I mean, very close to just walking away from this thing.
Yeah, they want to
take your
it.
Losses and just walk away. Let it go.
They said any other investors would just scrap it because they're so it's just not working.
Yeah.
And to see, you know, 80 people for 1 year.
Yeah, they're just pouring money into this place.
Now, here's the good news, though.
Okay.
These guys just signed a new contract with Viacom. What, a year ago or something like that? I think it was.
I think so.
For $900 million. Hard to feel sorry for, okay? First of all. And second of all, this. And I'm not an expert when it comes to this. I was in the restaurant business. I eventually had to walk away because we were losing so much money. So I kind of get that part of the pain. But here's what I don't understand. With the electrical, the plumbing, the
gas.
Fountain out front, okay?
The
let's go with
line.
That. Gas lines. How come all this wasn't picked up during the inspection? If you've got millions of dollars that you're about to spend, you're telling me that the inspection was done so sloppy that none of this stuff was caught?
I think they probably did as is. I don't think they had
it. Is.
Yeah, you can sell a property as is without inspection.
Yeah, they do it with homes all the time.
I'm sure that those people knew it wasn't going to pass.
Well, that was dumb.
And so they said, as is. You just buy it like that. So they didn't even do an inspection.
So what do you think is going to happen here?
They sound really sad.
I don't think it's going to open.
Well, they said it's not anytime soon. They were like, this is not what we expected.
You know, looking at this story, you got to figure somewhere right now in Denver, Colorado, there's a gorilla that's so sad. So sad. There's cliff divers that basically they're standing there wiping their eyes, the tears with their thong.
With their thong?
With their thong.
They don't wear thongs.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Speedo then. All right.
They do wear that.
All right. Let me back up. They're so sad. Because this thing could never open. We could never see the cliff divers again or the monkey. I don't know. It's not a good day. Bad day. All right, well, we'll take a break here and come back.
BJ and Jamie.
It's word of mouth. There's some crazy people on word of mouth. So just send us your text from word of mouth.
We'd like to discuss some of the postings that are on word of mouth and on Nextdoor in your neighborhood. People love to look for stuff. I do like when people find their pets, though. I've said that a few times, but there's some really good stuff on there some days.
Yeah, someday you might find two beagles missing.
Yeah. Jamie, you're not getting the beagles. All right, let's go with word of mouth. Here we go.
All right, mine's from Misty in Littleton. Hi, does anyone have a humane way to relocate a hornet's nest? It's a newer home, only 8 months old, but we have guests. I love them, but I am extremely allergic. Sadly, they cannot stay. I don't want to kill them. I just want to rehome them.
Why would you want to rehome hornets?
I say kill them.
Me too.
Yeah, get rid of them. Right? Are you kidding me?
Right? Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah.
Do they have any like value to...
Not hornets.
Oh, wait a minute. Shmadil is jumping up and down. Okay. He is a hornet lover.
All right.
Pollen spreaders.
What?
They're pollen spreaders.
Hornets are?
Yeah.
Hornets. Just like bees?
Hornets, wasps, bees, they all spread pollen.
Oh, and my God.
There's an extreme lack of bees right now, so you need more
I've never seen them on my flowers. I've only seen the honeybees on there. I've never seen them.
Never seen a hornet on
there. Or a wasp, like, grabbing some pollen.
Are you sure about that?
Absolutely.
You're saying it with conviction.
I know.
Nah, I say we kill
I will tell you, though, I had a hornet's nest, and the guy just came, and he sprayed the crap out of it. And, I mean, just sprayed it. And then came back an hour later and knocked it down. They were dead. Yeah. Put them in the trash can.
That's the way to do it.
I've killed these suckers all my life.
Yeah.
You know? Sorry about that, Shmadil.
Listen, I have a ton of lavender in my yard. Yeah. Tons and tons. And the only thing ever on them, and there's so many of them, is honeybees. I've never seen a hornet on my lavender.
All right, Shmadil, we'll go with what you say. Sorry.
Pollen spreaders.
Save the hornets.
Yeah.
Save the hornets. You're a herpes spreader.
hey, guys.
Wait, what?
Let's not get personal.
I didn't say anything. All right, here's mine. Only 6 days left to order Palisade peaches from the Conifer Rotary Club.
You know, I've seen this ad. I don't know. It pops up like every other posting. On my next door.
Palisade
they are
peaches.
Pushing some peaches, man.
They sure are. And right now you can get them for the Conifer Rotary Club. I also know some high schools are selling them.
Have you ever ordered them?
No, I don't like peaches.
I like peaches, and I've never ordered them. I should do that.
It just reminds me of that emoji.
That's why I should order them.
They're $40 per half bushel. So go to my mountain town and you can order some peaches.
Awesome. Maybe I'll get me some peaches.
I think so.
Hey, mine's posting about food too. Husband and wife are out and she says that they stopped into King Soopers and picked up a frozen dinner for dinner because they had nothing at the house. They get home, they put it in the microwave. Frozen dinner sucks. Don't get frozen dinners. Now, I say that. Which, by the way, I would think that if it's a Swanson or a Hungry Man's, yeah, I think we all get it. They suck.
So they, let me go back. So they posted on word of mouth that frozen dinner suck.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they bothered to do.
Well, they were warning people to, when you go to the grocery store, stay away from the frozen dinners. They're not really that good.
Really?
Which I think is a given.
Yeah,
but Hungry Man is trash.
But
I'll tell you, some frozen foods have changed.
Well, yeah, because they obviously did not get the P.F. Chang's frozen chicken one.
Oh, that's a good one,
The orange chicken is everything.
Mm-hmm. I have yet to try it, and I love orange chicken.
It's
and Jamie
so good.
Has told me this for the past 5 years to buy the P.F. Chang. I will tell you what I like. I like the Fridays. The TGIF, right?
Yep.
Fridays.
I think they lost the TGIF.
I think they might have, too.
Yeah, they lost that when they lost the flair.
I love their poppers.
Oh, the jalapeno
poppers?
Yeah.
There are certain food items that are frozen. There are frozen pizzas that are pretty good, aren't there?
Tombstone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people
It's like cardboard with cheese. It's delicious.
I don't know if that's a
best way to describe it.
Raving review all of a sudden.
It's word of mouth. There's some crazy people on word of mouth. So just send us your text from word of mouth.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ and Jamie. Jim Hooley is talking about the new owners and the possibility of a new stadium.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Some upgrades. So that may be down the road. But today, instead today, it is the passing of the baton. The Bolin family to the new ownership. And the new ownership, the Walton Penner Group, stepping up to the microphones here at the UC Health Training Center, where we got the fans coming in already. They're coming in for another day of training camp. They'll be up at the mics and introduce themselves at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
1 o'clock today. That's when it's all going to get crazy.
And do we know if Lewis Hamilton is in town?
I don't think so.
Has anybody seen him?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't know him if I saw him.
I feel like he might be really, really short.
Lewis?
Yeah.
Well, I think you have to be to get in those
That's
cars.
That's what I mean. Yeah, because I feel like your legs have to be really short.
Yeah, I got a feeling you're right.
I think you can be long from here up.
Yeah.
But here down, you have to have no legs, like just little.
You
got to
be stumpy.
Little stumpy is right.
Yeah, you got to be a little bit stumpy to fit in those cars, I think.
So he might be stumpy. How tall is he?
He's 5'8".
Yeah, he's not bad.
It's a little stumpy. It is. It's a little bit. And we don't know the leg length.
Right. But I mean, right, we don't know.
It could be short down there.
Yeah.
Who knows? All right. So anyway, big 1 o'clock press conference out there. And you know from listening to yesterday's press conference, this ought to be really exciting.
We're just so excited to become officially a part of the Broncos.
You hear it in their voice.
They are very excited.
You hear it right there in their voice. They're so excited. All right, so let's get to you and your friends, okay? Because you got to quit this group.
Yeah, I know.
I'm with you on that. Yeah, I think here's what it's doing.
It's just too many people.
It's wasted energy.
Yeah.
And you don't have that much energy. You're like me. I mean, we don't have a full boat of energy.
I just don't have this kind of time.
You don't.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the deal. I was bitching to BJ off the air about this. Yeah. So I have 9 girls in one group text. Oh. Okay, that right there.
That's enough.
It's 9 girls in one group text. None of us can get our crap together and figure anything out.
Like, oh, shocker. Oh, boy.
And now I know some of them listen, so I'm slamming me as well. I'm part of the problem, okay? So we have 4 of the girls out of the 9 that have birthdays. So tomorrow night, we're going to do a big birthday thing, right? So I said, let's go. Why don't we go to Mount Fuji?
Yeah.
And we can have a nine top, and all of us can be around there. That's fun. Throwing shrimp.
They got all kinds of food.
Yeah, it's like, and so then one of the girls says, I can't go there because I'm gluten-free.
They don't have a gluten-free menu?
I looked at the reviews, and they say that they mix them, and you'll...
All right.
Yeah.
So let me get this. Yeah. When one person replies to, like, the gluten thing, then the whole thing blows up, and we start over with the plans?
Yeah, we accommodate obviously, because, you know, we want her to... She's one of the birthday people. So you want to accommodate her, obviously, right? Not like, hey, just eat the rice. You'll be fine.
And you know, with guys, if you've got this going on with guys, the other 8 guys would say, hey, man, we're going to miss you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, they don't even think about it. They're not going to change their plans.
So then what's that seafood place that you like over there?
Me?
Yeah, over there. With the oysters.
Oh, Papado's.
Yeah, so then somebody said, hey, I went to Papado's the other day. I guess I could have just found it.
I love that place.
But there's 9 people talking on it, so I'd have to scroll. So somebody said, how about Papado's? And then somebody just,
What'd she say?
I'm going to be a wet blanket, but seafood is above my pay grade right now.
Well, she can't afford it.
Oh, so it's too expensive.
Yeah, it's too expensive for her. So there's no Papado's. Okay, so then somebody says, how about P.F. Chang? They have a gluten-free menu, and it's semi-affordable. And then one person says this. Whatever you guys decide is fine with me. I'm having a flare-up of my IBS.
What?
I'm done. I'm just done. Whatever you guys decide is fine with me. I'm having a flare-up of my IBS and have been up most of the night, so I'm going back to sleep.
Oh,
I'm done. I'm done. I need new friends. 51059.
I'm thinking. Here's what I'm thinking. P.F. Chang.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's such a bad problem for the IBF or IBS. IBS. You know what I mean? I don't know, P.F. Chang. I think that might work.
My point is, it's like, it gets to be a lot.
Lettuce wrap.
You know, like, we can't, 9 girls trying to decide one thing is literally, it's a nightmare. And we do this all the time. No matter what we decide to do, it's like nine people trying to figure, figuring it out.
I
just
want
to be told at this point.
I don't know
we're
why you would have nine friends, first of all. That makes no sense to me. Okay. Who has time for nine friends?
Exactly.
You know, I find one a pain in the butt.
I mean, you should have seen us trying to figure out the Douglas County Fair situation, right? Oh, my God. So it ended up, how many went? Five of us went out of the nine. Man, what time do we go? Then there was a whole wardrobe. Are you guys wearing boots? Because it's
Douglas.
Oh, because
you got to coordinate. Oh, man.
It's so exhausting. I just need simple-minded friends. These girls think too much. I just need... But you have that, BJ. Like, don't you see, like, women can't deciding where the heck they want to go all the time?
Do I see that?
Well, yeah, because I'm sure, like, it's a known thing when you ask your wife, where do you want to go?
She never knows.
We say we don't care, but then, and this actually happens, and you guys don't know this, you as men, I say I don't care where we go, and then you go to Papado's, and I'm like, I did not want to go there.
Exactly.
I didn't know. And so happens. Now I'm just mad at you, and because you did not read my mind, and I don't want to eat there. I really wanted to go and have pasta, but now we're at this other place because you wanted to go.
Exactly.
And now I hate you.
Because any decision I make is the wrong decision.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying for just me, but guys in general.
In general, yeah.
Husband, boyfriend, whatever, you make a decision because the other person has said, doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter. You make the decision. Trust me. It's not a good decision.
Yeah. That's probably why Schmidl doesn't date.
No, there's other reasons. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, there's other reasons. All right. So there's a story this morning, and there's a video out there, and we'll put the video up on Facebook. Is it already there, Carson?
The plane crash?
Yeah.
No, I'll put it up right now.
All right, let's put it up there. There's a plane that came down, and I think it was California. I think it was California.
Yeah.
All right, here's the story. But a plane lands on a super busy highway. I mean, this is like a freeway. This is like I-25.
It didn't land. It fell out of the sky.
Yeah. And on fire. Yeah. It crashed, basically. But he was trying to land it on this particular highway.
Oh, plane crash!
A plane slams onto the 91 freeway, skids across speeding cars, and erupts in flames.
We're already losing altitude, so there's no way I could make the airport. And so the only option we had was I saw the freeway.
Pilot Andrew Cho described to us how his single-engine plane lost power just after 12:30 this afternoon. He made the decision to put it down between moving cars on the 91 East.
Right. Is this guy going to be charged with something? He's got to be, right?
How? Why? It's an accident.
No, he intentionally landed on a freeway.
He fell out of the sky.
He landed it. He chose to do it.
That's not what I heard. I heard he just fell
out
of the sky.
That's what the report says. He chose to land. Did he not, Carson? Is that what that just said?
That's what that said, yeah.
Yeah. He chose to land on a busy, busy freeway. He chose it. Isn't there some type of repercussions for that? That you put it down in front of all these cars and it catches on fire? I mean, you almost killed a bunch of people.
What would you like for him to do? He's crashing.
Landed in a field somewhere.
He's crashing. He has no control of the plane.
Jamie, the report just said
If you see the video, he has no control of that plane.
He went to land it on this, and when it touched down, it went into a ball of flames.
Hit a truck, too.
Yeah, it hit a truck.
I always thought they taught the pilots to land it on something that's similar to a runway if they have to land it.
They do, but you can't do it in traffic.
I don't care. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter if you care or not. The point is, this guy put a lot of lives in danger when he put this plane down
on
this
on that
busy highway. Yeah. He ought to be charged with something.
It says on this one, dropping from the sky.
Yeah, landing.
Dropping.
Oh, plane crash.
Listen.
A plane slams onto the 91 freeway, skids across speeding cars, and erupts in flames.
Slams.
We're already losing altitude, so there's no way I could make the airport.
Listen what he said.
So the only option we had was I saw the freeway.
Pilot Andrew.
The only option I had, I saw the freeway and I went for it. Yeah.
And he slammed into it.
Yes, he did.
Because he fell out of the sky.
And the problem is he almost killed a bunch of people.
But he didn't. We can always talk about what ifs.
But he didn't. Can't believe that you're even on his side with this.
I am.
That a guy can land a plane and it go into a ball of flames on a highway with cars everywhere.
Well, that's the thing. If you see traffic, busy traffic on there, you're going to slam into someone.
This is like having nine girlfriends.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what? You need to go back to your girlfriend. You're exactly right.
I agree.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.